A former Roman general sets out to exact vengeance against the corrupt emperor who murdered his family and sent him into slavery. This is Gladiator. This film came out in the year 2000, starring Russell Crowe. It won 5 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, Best Actor for Russell Crowe, and the film's director, Ridley Scott, was nominated for the Academy Award. The film stars Russell Crowe as Maximus, Joaquin Phoenix as Commodus, Connie Nielsen as Lucilla, Richard Harris as Marcus Aurelius, and Digimon Hunsu as Juba. I had just rewatched the film Gladiator for the first time since it came out in the year 2000. This was when Russell Crowe was at his physical best, and he does a lot of fight scenes in this movie. The story of the film, he plays the part of a respected general named Maximus. He was going to be the person that was next in line for the throne of Marcus Aurelius. He was about to die, so it was in the last final days of the emperor's life. The emperor had a son, Commodus, who was played by Joaquin Phoenix. He was power hungry. He wanted that position. He was able to take that position by killing his father, putting himself at the head of the throne. After doing that, he asked for his endorsement, wanted him to kiss the ring, so to speak, figuratively and literally, which Maximus refused to do, which made them mortal enemies. For that reason, he was sentenced to death. Of course, Maximus escapes this death sentence. He knew his family, his wife, and his kid were in danger. That was what he was trying to do, was to get to them before the new emperor got to them first. Unfortunately, he was too late. And eventually, Maximus is captured and put into slavery in a way, and he was sold off and ends up becoming a gladiator. That's kind of where the film was going, and he ends up rising through the ranks of the gladiator, was trying to win his freedom from doing that. This was a multifaceted film. It was very deep. It had a lot of themes running through it. There were a lot of really iconic things that happened in the film. Now, what was keeping Maximus going and what was a driving force through the film was revenge. That was his main goal, was to kill Commodus. The actually best scene in the film was when he finally gets to see him. He reveals who he is. It was the absolute best scene in the movie. When Commodus asks, "Who are you? Remove your helmet and tell me your name." The line goes like this: "My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the north, general of the Felix legions, and loyal servant to the true emperor Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this life or the next." When that scene hit, it's like, wow, the hair on the back of my neck stood up. It was just so cool. The reaction to Commodus was really interesting to see as well. He was the emperor. He could have killed him right there, but if he had, he would have lost the crowd. That was more important to him right there. More than killing him was, he didn't want to lose power. So the film, it had a lot of these themes running through it. There was core values. You had Maximus. He had to earn the respect of his peers by the way he fought and the way he commanded people. They didn't know he was a general, but they knew what kind of a man he was by his actions. He led by his actions. I think the film, it teaches us a few lessons about how to be a good person in general, to love and to be respected, to keep your promises and to honor the dead and the wishes of the dead, because Maximus was trying to honor the wishes of Marcus Aurelius. The way the film, I'm not going to go into the ending of the film, but it probably ended the way it needed to. Of course, the film, it had a lot of action scenes, a lot of fighting scenes. It was all around an amazing film, and I highly recommend it, and I would give Gladiator 5 stars.